Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Best Friends Forever by Jennifer Weiner, narrated by Nicole Poole and Jim Colby. The author opens with some lines from Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen. I can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we done. At least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. And now, Best Friends Forever.
Part 1. Reunion. Chapter 1. Dan Swansea came awake in the darkness, not knowing for a minute who he was or where. He lifted one hand to his head and groaned when it came away sticky with blood. Slowly, or at least it felt that way, things returned to him. His name. That he was outside in a parking lot, on his back in the gravel, and he was freezing. Also, except for his shoes and socks, he was naked. He sat up, his stomach roiling as a wave of pain swept through him, and wiped his head again, flicking drops of blood onto the gravel. He'd followed a girl out here. A girl, her name was on the tip of his tongue, but he couldn't quite get it. A high school girl, an old classmate, with flashing white teeth and red soles on her shoes. "Come to my car," she'd whispered. "It's warm." They'd kissed for a while, with the girl backed against the driver's side door, her mouth fiery underneath his, their breath steaming in the blackness, until she pushed him away. "Take off your clothes," she had said. "I want to see you." "It's freezing," he'd protested, but his hands were already working at the buttons of his shirt and the clasp of his belt. Because it was cold, but she was hot, and he wasn't passing this up. No way. He'd squirmed out of his clothes, kicking his pants off over his shoes, dropping each garment in a pile on the gravel. And when he looked up, naked and shivering in the cold, one hand cupping his cock, she was pointing something at him. His heart stopped. A gun? But almost before he'd thought the word, he saw that it wasn't a gun but a cell phone. The flash was brilliant, blinding him as she snapped a picture. "Hey," he shouted. "What the fuck?" "See how you like it," she'd snarled. "See how you like it when they're laughing at you." He'd lunged for her, trying to snatch the phone. "What is your problem?" "What's my problem?" she'd answered, dancing backward on her red-soled shoes. "You're my problem. You ruined my life." She dived into the car.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?